Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
I'm sorry. Say that again. I couldn't hear your name, huh?
Can I have your zip code to locate? My name is Kaylin.
Hi, Kaylin. Okay. Apparently something was charged to my debit card that I did not order. I don't want it. I am disputing it.
Okay. What's your zip code, please?
My zip code is 17240.
17240. Thank you. And that first and last name, please.
First name is Diane. D-I-A-N-E. My last name is Memmi. M-E-M-M-I.
All right. Give me one moment, please. All right. Hold on one moment.
Okay.
And do you have an account with us?
No, I don't even know what the hell
the charge?
Health Goals and Beyond is. I don't know. Don't want it. Don't care about it. Did not make that hit on my card.
Okay. Now what's your phone number, please?
The one I'm calling from, 717-422-4129.
Okay. What was the last name?
Memmi. M-E-M-M-I.
Okay. And for security purposes of the account, can you verify your address, please?
8250 Newburgh Road, Newburgh, PA. I already gave you the zip, 17240.
Thank you. I was able to locate the account for Byte Hub.
Say it again.
Byte Hub.
I still don't understand what you're saying, hon.
I'm sorry. Byte Hub.
Are we done?
ByteHubs is a digital subscription app more than likely bundled with the Watch or Die product. You don't want to continue anymore?
I do not want that. Don't know what it is. Did not order it.
This was done on, you don't remember trying to get a Dyson pack. You pay $1 or $5 and you select items like an iPad, iPhone, Instapot, or Dyson vacuum. You also roll in
no, I don't want a, I don't want a Dyson vacuum. I do not.
Okay. Now, this is a great app. Provides you with different information about meals, to help cut sugar and carb cravings, to help eat and feel better. That's what you're saying with a $20 rate.
Nope, I don't want this. Did not order it, don't want it. I want it taken off. I'm disputing this.
Come on, please. What's your mom on, please?
Did you ask me something? I didn't. I heard your voice, but.
I'm closing up the account. Just give me 1 minute. Ever close at the account, and this will prevent all future charges. Hello.
I'm hearing. Okay,
I'm
you said
to close
you
at
got
the
it
account,
fixed,
and this will prevent all future charges.
Okay, you said you're going to close out the account, and what did you say about the charges?
This will prevent
that
all future charges.
Okay, good. There shouldn't be. I don't want the ones you already charged me for either.
Okay. Let me see what I can do about that.
Yep, reimburse that account.
As a courtesy, I'll give you a 35% refund back.
Say it again.
35% refund.
35%. I want 100% refund because I did not order that. I'm not paying for it. I'm disputing it with my bank. They're closing that debit card. So this is causing me lots of problems. So no, not 35%, 100%.
So you already spoke with your credit card company?
Sorry, say it again.
You already spoke with your credit card company?
It's not a credit card. It's a debit card.
All right. So you've already spoke with them? You already filed a dispute, correct?
I'm trying to, yeah. I'm disputing you, too. I want you to stop it.
So you've already filed a dispute with your credit card company, so I'm just have to see. That's what I'm trying to verify.
I just did. I called it right before I called you.
So it's already disputed with them?
Yeah, I signed the papers tomorrow.
All right, give 1 moment and get the account closed.
I don't have an account with you.
What's your number, 1 moment, please? All right, so since you've already spoke with your credit card company, you have to call us back with them on the line to further assist, because once you file a dispute, an investigation will take place.
So you want the credit card company to call you? What? They told me to call you, so that's what I'm doing.
All right, well, you have to call us with them on the line since you already spoke with them.